C. Controlled practice. Read the following abstracts from some famous books, then solve the given practice.
The Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown, 2003. A mystery thriller novel following secret societies and the struggle between the priory of Zion and Opus Dei over the possibility of Mary Magdalene and Jesus having had children together. The Da Vinci Code was widely criticized for its many factual inaccuracies and clumsy prose style. Salman Rushdie called it a novel so bad that it gives bad novels a bad name. While Jodi Picoult said, "I don't understand the hype over such a poorly written novel, and as an author who does all her own research, I know better than to consider myself an expert in the field I am writing about." Linguistics professor Jeffrey Pollam said, "Brown's writing is not just bad, it is staggeringly, clumsily, thoughtlessly, almost ingeniously bad." Despite this, the book became a worldwide bestseller and was also successfully adapted into a movie.
Anna Karenina. Any fan of stories that involve juicy subjects like adultery, gambling, marriage plots, and, well, Russian feudalism, would instantly place Anna Karenina at the peak of their greatest novels list. And that's exactly the ranking that publications like Time magazine have given the novel since it was published in its entirety in 1878. Written by Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy, the 8-part towering work of fiction tells the story of two major characters. A tragic, disenchanted housewife, the titular Anna, who runs off with her young lover, and the love-struck landowner named Konstantin Levin, who struggles in faith and philosophy. Tolstoy molds together thoughtful discussions on love, pain, and family in Russian society with a sizable cast of characters regarded for their realistic humanity. The novel was especially revolutionary in its treatment of women, depicting prejudices and social hardships of the time with vivid emotion.
100 Years of Solitude. The late Colombian author Gabriel García Márquez published his most famous work, 100 Years of Solitude, in 1967. The novel tells the story of seven generations of the Buendía family and follows the establishment of their town Macondo until its destruction along with the last of the family descendants. In fantastical form, the novel explores the genre of magic realism by emphasizing the extraordinary nature of commonplace things while mystical things are shown to be common. Márquez highlights the prevalence and power of myth and folktale in relating history and Latin American culture. The novel won many awards for Márquez, leading the way to his eventual honor of the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1982 for his entire body of work, of which 100 Years of Solitude is often lauded as his most triumphant.